Hi, this is Gwendolyn Brown, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening to Bad Reception. If you're unfamiliar to the show, my dad chose the name last year, and he's probably one of the few consistent listeners, and I don't even think he's listening today. So shout out to my dad regardless. Also, shout out to the show that came right before, Jangle Heaven. His name was Jack. He was super nice. That's that. So Heroes and Villains, I feel bad because I do find a lot of the music that I play on this show through unconventional means, as in I'm never seeking the songs out or like listening to an entire album. I'm usually watching a movie or a TikTok in it. That's a pretty consistent thing that happens. And so this one I found through a Wes Anderson movie. I don't remember which one, but it's a great song nonetheless. So that was Heroes and Villains by the Beach Boys. And now this next song is going to be City Looks Pretty by Courtney Barnett, followed by FTA by Whitney.
City looks pretty when you've been indoors for 23.
right. So that last song was Ronald Gregory Erickson II by, I'm not allowed to swear on air, so STRFKR. You can hopefully string that together yourself. They're a Portland-based band. They remind me of, specifically of the show Portlandia, but I don't think I found them that way. But I just really like the beat of Ronald Gregory Erickson II. And then they also have another song that I don't remember the name of, but maybe I could play later. It's really good. I had something to talk about and then I totally forgot. And that's just part of life. Before, I was talking with my great friend Felipe about the quality of city water versus rural water, because I put this silly little thing on my Instagram story that was like, when you finally leave college in the city and you can drink the like fresh water back in your rural hometown. Also common thing I bring up is that I come from a very rural hometown. I think the population of my town during the summer when there's tourists is still around the size of Tufts, so it's a really small place, really rural, and I really loved growing up there. But what that does mean is that there was no like city supply of water. It was all based off wells, personal wells, which are great. Wells don't get treated. City water gets treated with bleach, but wells don't. And instead city waters are just wells are just filtered, which is also not good because sometimes you have ores and it's not good. Like right now my dad has a surplus of manganese in his water, but it tastes so much better and it's so much more crisp, if that makes sense. And it doesn't taste like bleach also. I don't know why I felt the need to share that, but you know, you learn a little bit every day. This next song is going to be Talk About It by Kate Bollinger.
Thank you.
All right, so that last song was The Solitude by Bedouin. I should have actually looked this up. I think she comes from Syria, and then she went from Syria to the U.S. With her family when she was really young. And so the ethnic group that she belongs to are the Bedouins, but she made the feminine version of that, hence the name Bedouin. But she makes folk music, and it's, like, some of the best folk music I've ever... I don't know. There's just some sort of, like... I don't know how to describe it, but she's definitely, like, one of my favorite folk artists. Yeah. So that's The Solitude. Before that was Talk About It by Kate Bollinger. I found Kate Bollinger because there was another TikTok noise that was, like, her speaking French, and I was like, oh my gosh, I love French music. But then she's not even French. She just sings French, I guess. So that was that. So then I found out that I have a lovely listener. Hi, Carly. I really want to bring Carly on the show at some point, but I think that timing-wise, it's never worked out. Carly did share with me that she said, hot take, Boston water is so delicious. And I agree with that. I think that of the cities that I've had water in, it's definitely one of the better ones. And so I'm a big fan of Boston water as well, especially like Medford is fine. So I'm going to dedicate a song to Carly later. When I figure out which one to, I think I know which one, but it's coming in a few songs from now. So these next two songs are going to be Boys by Indigo D'Souza and then Homesick by Noah Kahan.
Thank you. 2 months since you got back. How have you been? Are you bored yet? The weather ain't been bad if you're in a masochistic bullshit. And every photograph that's taken here is from the summer. Some guy won Olympic gold 8 years ago, a distance runner. And that makes a lot of sense. This place is such great motivation for anyone trying to move the fuck away from hibernation. You.
Okay, I almost started the song that I wanted to dedicate to Carly, so that would have been really awkward. So this song is confirming It's Summer's Over by Jordana and TV Girl. It's so catchy. It's such a catchy song, Carly. I feel like you're gonna like it. I'm trying to find it so I can play it. Awkward. It's not in the system. It's just kind of an upbeat song, but the reason why I wanted to play it was because I met Carly when summer was ending during 2, and I specifically, the first time I, like, actually met and processed that it was Carly, because we probably had, like, interacted before, was we were swimming in the Pemmy, because it was, like, we hadn't showered for days. It was pretty, you can imagine. And so we're, like, everyone's swimming in the Pemmy, getting all the, like, dirt and sweat off of them, and I remember, like, talking to people, but they were having a conversation that I was definitely intruding on, and I, like, turned, and I remember looking over, and there was someone who was in the water, and all that was appeared was her nose and her eyes, and it kind of felt like she was, like, a crocodile or an alligator in that moment, and I was kind of like, whoa. And then I reached out to Carly, or not reached out, I, like, went out to her. Social media has really affected me. So then I went out to Carly and was like, hi, I'm Gwen, probably super awkwardly. And then a few weeks later, she told me that she was just doing, like, super in the water because she was trying to fully bathe herself, which makes sense. Like, again, we were all really gross. But then after that, Carly and I became friends, and now we're still friends. And now she always listens to my radio show, and it makes me so happy because she's definitely a more consistent listener than my dad now. So, This Is Summer's Over by Jordana and TV Girl.
Thank you. Cause you can't help the sled floating downstream.
I'm taking my time.
So let her go. Don't start spoiling the show. It's a bad dream.
I'm taking.
All right, so those last three songs, the song first was Summer's Over by Jordana and TV Girl. I really like it, and Jordana opened for Remy Wolf. I think I saw Remy Wolf in October or November. So yeah, she's really great. Next song was Living Thing by Electric Light Orchestra, or as they more commonly go by, ELO, because that's a mouthful of syllables. I love all their music, but I feel like it's commonly featured in Adam Sandler movies. If anyone else has thoughts on this, please let me know. But they have just great music. And so that's Living Thing, but they have a bunch of others. And if you didn't know Living Thing, like, look them up on Spotify and you'll know, like, one other song either from your dad or, like, a movie your dad forced you to watch. And then the last song was Wet Dream by Wet Leg. I love them. Just also really catchy music. They're great to run to, which is why I've been listening to a lot of Wet Leg recently, because I'm trying to get into running. And so that's a good one. However, it's that time for our PSA. If I can find a PSA I enjoy reading. Ooh, pedestrian safety. Oh, actually, that sounds kind of heavy. Different pedestrian safety. So, pedestrian safety PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. I feel like this puts also some emphasis on pedestrians that maybe it doesn't need to be putting the most on. I think it's just unfortunate that we live in such a car-based society, but I can't do much about that, and all I can do is just, I guess, check twice before I cross the road. So this next song is going to be Luna by the Smashing Pumpkins, then Lady in the Darkest Hour, followed by a Father John Misty song.
Thank you.
This is Gwendolyn, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is our last song, No Women by Whitney, and then I'm signing off.